talking about Shimush Bikla Mivach Hashanim, using all kinds of stuff in the kitchen on Shabbos, yeah, regarding Shabbos. Dud Mai, if someone has a water urn, but not an electric water urn, not a water urn that you put on the plata, yeah, a water urn that you put on the plata, he wants to leave it on the plata. Yeah, even if he wants to put it on direct fire, even, he has to make sure to heat it up before Shabbat to the amount of Yad Soledet Bo, which is, according to most opinions, 45 degrees Celsius. Centigrade, yeah. It's better if you boil it completely. And also to put it on the fire before Shabbat.
Very cools off.
What?
Very cools off. It's cooked.
No, but if it, where will it cool off? It's sitting on the fire now.
No, if it's...
If it cooled off, you have to boil it again.
It's cooked when
you
boil it away.
No, water has to be... liquid has to be hot before the... We don't go by the Rambam for this. The Rambam is the only one who holds that liquid also you could heat up on Shabbat if it was heated up before. Mm-hmm. But we don't pass like the Rambam.
The Temanim, right?
Some Temanim, yeah. The Baladim. Mm-hmm. But most people don't hold that. Even Temanim, most Temanim don't hold that.
And if it gels up in the fridge, it's fine by Ashkenazim, right?
The gelled out depends in the fridge.
Oil.
No, in the fridge, no.
Outside,
outside, meaning if like the liquid of what happens to the fish,
right.
That even outside gels up.
Right.
It comes like butter, mamash.
Right.
That is okay. But if it's something that because of the fridge, because it's so cold, it gelled up, it's not good enough.
This only happened to me this week. That fish, right?
What you want?
And not all the gelled up. It spilled out the juice.
But in the fridge, it gelled up.
Hmm?
In the fridge? No, outside. In the fridge is not enough.
No, if it gel it outside, part of it, you just pour off or it didn't gel and heat it up.
Yeah, just, yeah, it's a gush. It has to be mamash gel, mamash kilu, not the...
Right.
Or chema. Like chema, ken, chazak, kechasit. Okay. There's chashash that it will be.
Eventually?
You leave it on too long? He said if I put it away, that it's not going to get so hot. There's a chashash that it will become to be atzoledet when it's cooking on Shabbos. Okay, now if you want to put on a covered plata, electric plata, or on a blech, which the fire is covered, not on revealed fire. You want to leave a water urn?
Blech is dangerous.
Yeah, in that situation, you're allowed to even put on there water which is cold. Okay? Yeah, if it's unrevealed fire, if it's on a covered fire, then you're allowed to leave even cold water and let it cook over Shabbat. Because the whole problem of leaving it there, if it's revealed, that a person might come to play with the coals. So that's what the Gemara in Shabbat says. He might come to put the fire up, the fire down. Yeah, but if there's no chashash like that, then we're not afraid for that. Because you're putting it from before Shabbat, you're letting it cook on Shabbat. It's a little bayah. Yeah. Today is plata. That's why according to Ovadia, another posting that a plata chashmali, since it's the whole purpose of it, it's made for Shabbos, and it doesn't have any knobs for high or low. I like a crock pot which has a knob. It doesn't have any knob for high or low heat, right? And it's not even mechzakim mevashet. It doesn't look like it's cooking because it cooks on a plata. No one cooks on a plata. If according to some poskim, or Ravadi, another poskim, you can put stuff directly onto the plata, no problem. According to other poskim, mainly Ashkenazi poskim, you shouldn't put stuff directly onto the plata. You should put something which has also a little bit of height, and then through that to cover. Other poskim say, it's enough if you cover it with tin foil, as long as it has a certain cover which shows you the difference between aluminum foil, shows you the difference between the plata and what you covered it with, that'll be good enough. So
if you have a pot of chomen, can you put it directly
before Shabbos?
Before Shabbos, like 3 or 4 hours before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos, eat whatever you want. You can kill. Yeah, you could put it. Four Shabbos is not a problem. I'm not talking about four Shabbos. Four Shabbos is not a problem. Now, if I put water, cold water, on the plata, and now it's a few hours into Shabbos, and I want to move it, but the water is not hot yet, then you can't move it. Why? Because it has to get to the highest point it will get, will reach. Only then you're allowed to move it. Because what will be when you're moving it, could be that you're moving closer to the fire, and it helps maybe the cooking even hotter. The best thing is just cook it before Shabbos, boil it before Shabbos, and put it on the plata. Okay. If you have an electric, you have an electric urn that when you take out the cold water, when you take out hot water, cold water enters from a pipe. That's asur to use on Shabbos. Shum pani v'ofen. Why? Because when you cold water is coming in, you're cooking in the cold water. That's why a dud chashmal, a big dud chashmali, a shower dud,
like a boiler.
And a boiler. That you, let's say you want to wash the baby, you can turn on the hot water, what will be? Cold water enters, and there's still a lot of boiling hot water in there. You're cooking the water. It's a soup. Unless it was heated up not by electricity, rather by sun. If it was heated up by the sun, not by electricity, then there's a mekelim, there's a Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, and other.
So, yeah, you can take a hot shower on Shabbos?
You can never take a hot shower on Shabbos.
Why?
Why? It's a gzera. Zerat balanim. It's a gzera. Okay, the person might come to heat up water on Shabbos. The person might come to heat up water on Shabbos. Without the gzera, nothing
wrong. Because it's wrong. Because
it's heat up the sun. Okay, because heat up the sun, it's
chazut
ta'ur.
Person might wash his hands in hot water.
Yes.
If a person wants to wash his body in parts, hot water, can you do that too?
Yes. Mikveh v'sfardim is a big problem. Mikveh v'sfardim is even worse than according to people go like Rav Ovadia. Sfardim, you go like Rav Ovadia. The mikveh on Shabbos, you go into the cold water, and only into the cold water.
Or posher,
but not like posher like they have in Dushinsky, which is posher. You're not sure you're gonna get out of there alive. It's hot.
You're not allowed to cook on Shabbat.
It says posher, and then it says cham. So I always wonder, maybe the cham is cooler, I don't know. I never tried the cham.
That's why you're still alive. You can go and cook in water? What? I don't understand what he said. Cooking water, you can go?
He said you can't go into the hot water because it's cooking. Cooking yourself.
Yeah.
Which one? Ah, near the stuba.
The middle, the one over the right.
Top. Yeah. Shabbat and Yom Tov and the Chag. We spoke about this urn, this electric urn that you want to use. So you got hot water, and cold water comes in, and Yom Tov, it's allowed to use that. Why? You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. So chochon nefesh, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. But it depends. There's a certain type that when the water comes in, it goes on. The electricity goes on. That's a problem. It's not like if there's a thing that contains the heat, and then the cold water comes in and it heats up. That's okay. But if it's something that when the cold water comes in, then it goes on because of that, even Yom Tov, that's problematic. Because you can't create new fire on Yom Tov.
What about if you have a two-hour Shabbos clock?
Great. And bye. Yeah. Usually on Yom Tov, if you have these machines, if it's a kosher one, I mean, it has a stamp on it, or you could have to ask how it works, a lot of times they make it in a way that every once in a while it goes on to boil it again, with nothing to do with how much water comes in and how hot the water is. Yom Tov, yeah. Shabbos, we don't use machines. Yeah, some people they have a little bar, hot, cold water. You have it sitting on your counter. So the hot water, that's still to use on Shabbos. Yeah, sometimes also the cold water, that's still to use. It has to be something which is mu'ushar. It's certified to use on Shabbos. Okay. It has to be, if you have an electric urn, electric water urn, Shabbos, usually most of these things, when they get empty, what will happen? The button jumps.
It's circuit breaker.
Right, it's protected, because otherwise it will burst.
It'll burn out.
So, today, the way they make them, they put the faucet a little bit above.
Yeah.
And then, it never gets empty. So only that situation, you live to use. Don't tilt it. Don't tilt it.
I thought there was a nine. Now I realize it's smart.
You may smart.
But normally,
you can't just.
Yeah.
The best thing you do is fill it up from the max to the top line. And then make sure there's a glass tube.
Right, you have to check.
So you can see. So make sure you get it like halfway through.
Anyways, if usually the faucet is above the heater, then it's not a problem.
And there's also a circuit breaker in the bottom.
Circuit breaker is the problem.
No, if it trips after Shabbos, you can reset it once it's cool.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to cause it to happen on Shabbos.
No, because you're breaking the machine. Literally.
Yeah. Okay. If you have a water urn that has buttons, there's certain ones that you just put in and they're on. Nothing to do with them, but most of them, there's two buttons. One, reticha, boiling. Another one, which is a Shabbos. We turn off the boiling one. So in those machines, we could change the temperature, right? Hot or cold. You have to make sure to heat up the water before Shabbat. If you didn't, you have to make sure to heat up the water before Shabbat. Boil the water before Shabbat. And if you didn't, what could you do? You have to tape down the button. So you remember not to press the button. Oh, it's not so warm. Maybe I'll press it, I'll make it hotter. Yeah, person might come to do that on Shabbos.
Can I ask you something that's not okay?
And if I know, I'll answer.
Do you know that sometimes some of the fridges, even if you take out a light bulb, because you had it open, it starts running again afterwards?
Why did it start running again afterwards?
Just left it open, now it needs to
be done. Yeah, so it's grama, and grama is a besedah.
So why
is
another grammar besedah?
What? Also other grammars are besedah.
So the one with the, if you're taking a shower, okay, fine, not taking a shower, washing dishes with hot water, and it makes room for more cold water to come in.
It's not making room for more. When you're opening a thing, you're letting water in.
You're not going to let water
You're not trying what you're doing.
It's the same thing, you're not trying to turn it quick, but you're also doing it.
No, you're not doing anything. The cold air that came in did it.
No, but if you open the fridge and leave it not too long, it'll start running again to cool it down. So you're doing it. Just like you're warming
up. You open the fridge.
Yeah.
No, I left my hands. But when you're opening the water, you
didn't you know by leaving the fridge open for 10 seconds longer.
You don't know how long it needs to know.
But normally fridges are well insulated, so you're only talking about not 10 seconds, but 5 minutes.
Exactly.
I don't know, mine seems to do it very fast.
And also they have Shabbos fridges.
And the freezer has a vacuum, so every time you close it, I don't know if it's a thing that actually vacuums it, or it's just from vacuum. As soon as you close the freezer, you're...
That has to do with the defrosting cycle. There are heaters in the bottom.
That's electricity?
Yeah.
Is it causing the vacuum by electric?
I don't know.
No, it's not a vacuum. It has to do with the amount of...
How old is your fridge?
It's new.
It's new?
Premium, yeah.
Okay.
Mushroom?
A few years old, I don't know.
How long is it for you? Three or ten?
Five, maybe.
5 years old?
Not brand new, but...
You have to ask her up, because all these new fridges have all kinds of things.
I know, that's why I'm...
But normally they set it up so that you have a defrosting cycle. And that vacuum you're hearing is captured.
But the rabbi, yeah, even if there's a problem, there's a number you call.
Yeah.
They can come to your house for a few shekels. They insert a button that disconnects all the
electricity.
Meaning nothing has to do with the doors anymore.
But the fridge still runs.
Yeah.
Okay.
That but, the
but all the
knows unplug it.
We what?
No, but until then, until you find out, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to have a Shalom Shabbat.
Yeah.
If you find out before Shabbos, next Shabbos.
Shut it off, right?
And then shut it off the time that you think you're gonna eat.
Or I'm gonna
make it run at the time that you know you're not gonna eat.
Or I can look it up online and see if it actually has that feature. It's just
but
electric.
Yeah, there's chevrot. They know exactly, people deal with it. They know exactly which fridges and what exactly they do.
We bought ours in 2010. That's 4 years ago. And all you do is adjust the Shabbos mode.
Yeah, the Shabbos mode, exactly. He doesn't have a Shabbos mode. You have to find out exactly what goes on in the fridge.
Yeah, it actually may have a Shabbos mode. You just have to check the instructions online.
My fridge is 10 years old already. It doesn't have any. All these things don't exist in my fridge. Nothing. No noises happen.
But the
thermostat.
The sound that he was hearing is a vacuum, is caused by the air getting colder. When the air gets colder, it decreases in pressure.
So. By the way, if you put a water heater on before Shabbos and it's not boiling hot, and you tape the buttons, as long as it's not boiling yet, the hottest it will get, you're not allowed to take out the water from there, because when you're taking out water, you're causing the rest to get hotter faster. That's so on Shabbat. Okay, now plata shel Shabbat. Plata chashmalit ha-miyuchadet Shabbat she'en efshavut agir tchuma. If you have an electric plata, yeah? That, there's no buttons for changing the temperature on it, like all of them. Mutar la'ashir aleha me'erev Shabbat afkilu ochel sheno mushak la'an. You're allowed to leave on it, even from Erev Shabbos, food which even was never cooked at all. Let's say you put it on the cholent there. It wasn't even boiled, nothing. Or it was boiled maybe, but it's still not cooked. There's raw meat there, there's raw potatoes there. You're allowed to. I'll leave it there. ומותר להחזיר עליה בשבת תפשי שהיה מונח עליו וסירו בתקיין כמה תנאים. Even the certain circumstances like we'll learn about them, that if you take stuff off the plata, stuff that was there from before Shabbat, you take them off during Shabbat, you'll be able to even put them directly back on. We'll learn in certain circumstances.
Isn't the plata doing the cooking?
Yeah, no problem.
It's not a problem.
No problem.
Because there's no
knobs. The only problem is that you might come to play with the knobs.
I said it, but I have intention that it's going to be cooking.
So what? You're cooking?
Put it on there.
No problem. You're allowed to. You're allowed to put the stuffing on the plata for it to cook on Shabbos. That's what you do every Shabbos. You put a challenge on the plata. Right?
You could also. You put a challenge on the crock pot.
Oh, if you put it on the crock pot, but there's a knob, then it has to be at least a third cooked.
Shnish. Three quarters cooked.
Shnish.
No.
Shnish bishulo, a third.
A third.
Third cooked.
A third cooked. Edible, yeah.
I keep forgetting the name of the bandit who always
Bendel Sai.
Yes, Bendel Sai.
Bendel Sai, yeah.
What about the idea that you're completing a process by cooking?
You're not doing anything.
Completing the
no problem. You're allowed to cook in that way on Shabbos.
As for crock pots, the best thing is just turn it on automatic. You like it. A few hours before a Shabbos.
Yeah.
By then, you'll be the third way cooked by the time Shabbos.
You cook before the carrots, before Shabbos. You know how. Now you put on the plate. Remember
this. Why not?
Because now they cook and become soft.
And buy it. Not buy it. You vegetarian?
No. You eat the. No, you don't need meat on Shabbat. Do you put a challah straight on the platter?
We'll learn soon. According to Ashkenazim, lechatchila, we don't put stuff directly onto the platter on Shabbat, like we said. According to Sfaradim, you do put if it's completely dry. What does that mean? What does that mean? Completely dry, okay? Now, plata of Shabbos that was connected to a Shalom Shabbat, yeah, a Shabbos clock. אם יניחו עליה מאכל מלפני שבת, ניתן להמתין עד שיתחמם מאכל לאוכלו בשבת, אבל אין להניח על גבי שבת עצמה, אפילו תפשין ממושק לצורכו, עד שיתחמם בית שעון שבת יתחבר את הזרם. Why? One second. So, yeah, if I have a plata that's going to turn on a few minutes after Shabbos comes in, I'm allowed to put there a dish that was cooked already. I'm allowed to put it on the plata before Shabbos, liquid, before Shabbos, because even though it's going to go out on Shabbos. But on Shabbos, let's say it's going to go out at 10 o'clock in the morning, and by 9:30 I'm going to take something which was liquid and put it on the plata. Asul. Even though it's going to go on only in an hour, doesn't make a difference. You can't put liquid, anything wet, on the plata, even though it's off right now and it's going to go on soon. Hello?
You can put it on later either.
Of course, when it's on, of course you can put it on. But let's say, I might say, if it's off right now, well, yeah, I'm just putting it on.
So no. If it's not liquid, you could do it.
Yeah, not liquid, of course you could.
So when you mean sauce?
Sauce? How much sauce? Yeah, according to Sfaradim, you can have a little bit of sauce.
Does it get hot enough to actually... So it needs that 45 degrees?
The plata gets also to 80 degrees. I put soup, not boiling soup. Hot, not boiling.
And
the plata, when I come home from shul, it's boiling. Of course, I have very strong plata maybe. I cover it, and it boils.
So it means the sauce has to be always on the platter on the Shabbat? They have to be always on the platter on Shabbat?
From before Shabbat? It depends how much, I told you. If it's a little bit of liquid, according to Sfaradim, then buy it. A lot, asur. If it's swimming in liquid, like meatballs and sauce, asur. Eat up on Shabbos. Unless it became a... one thing, then you're allowed to even Ashkenazi.
It's already cooked, though.
Cooked, only cooked, yes. If something's not cooked, you don't put it on the plata.
It's still a shasur. Why? Because it's going to be, I understand, it's already cooked.
Yeah, but liquid, you're not allowed to heat up on Shabbos. Because the rule that there's no cooking after cooking is only by dry, not by wet. Anything wet, it's considered cooking, even though it was cooked already. Dry, no. What time is it, Rabban?
1:50 to me, okay.
Okay, so just in a little bit.
Good, but getting back to the question about putting challah directly on the plata.
Soon we'll talk about it. Soon. התנור והקיריים. If you have an electric oven that works with a thermostat, that when you open it, cool air comes in, it goes on. It stays hot. You can't use it on Shabbos. You can't put my dish in there, it'll heat up, and I'll take it out. Asur. But let's say someone, he left it by accident inside. Right? Now if he opens the oven, cold air comes in and it'll go on. What are you supposed to do? Wait till you see the red light that goes on, and then you could open it. Then you can take the stuff out. Okay. There's a special oven you could buy, which has a Shabbos mode on it. An oven. It's like a plata, basically, but it's more insulated. It's a box. Okay? It has a Shabbos mode on it, and then you can use that for heating up on Shabbos.
Where can you find those?
In every store. You have a plata, what's the difference? Same thing.
Okay.
Even on Yom Tov, which you're allowed to cook, let's say you have an electric stove or whatever, you can turn the knobs on Yom Tov. Now let it turn the knobs on Yom Tov. On, off, doesn't make a difference.
Up or down?
Yeah, you can touch them on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook on electric burners or any burner on Yom Tov, but not to make the fire hot or higher or lower. Make it higher, you can't make it lower.
Could make it
higher. And Yom Tov can make it higher, but not lower. But the electric one, you can't make it higher. Because when you're making it higher, you're disconnecting one thing and you're turning on another thing. It's not like fire. You're just letting the gas in. crack pot.
But by gas you can.
Gas you put it up, not down.
Yeah, but it's not. Sometimes you make the wrong way. Gas easy to turn up.
Up, not down. So what do you do if you want to turn it down? You want to turn it off? You take a pot of water, fill it up to the top, and leave it on there. What will happen? Will overflow, and then it'll go out.
Huh? Right, but then you have leaking gas.
I don't have leaking gas. Mine, if it goes up, it's no gas goes out. So watch it, and then you turn it off. It's found, you know, I'm found turning it off. So, we'll stop here.